This show is brought to you by lawyer Kyung Jin Kim.
What's the first story we should dig into on the China side today?
Two Chinese government documents dropped on the same day. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology's AI Telecom 3-year plan and the National Development and Reform Commission's 295 trillion won data center blueprint. Put the two together and the picture becomes crystal clear. The nation's directly designing AI infrastructure, and it's planning to fill more than 80% of the chips going into it with Chinese-made chips.
Were there moves on the corporate side too?
ByteDance's AI assistant, Doubao, just launched its first paid subscription plan. This is while 6.07 million users bailed in a single month. On the robot front, Barclays numbers show China's commanding 85% of global humanoid robot production. And stateside, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang's refusing to show up for a Senate hearing. Today, we'll break down these five developments in this order: models, robots, semiconductors, telecom, and what it means for Korea.
The timing on Doubao's paywall is pretty interesting, isn't it?
That's exactly right. China's number one AI app is putting up a paywall right while it's experiencing its first visible user exodus. It's asking for money as free users are leaving. What's on the line here is the entire direction of revenue models for Chinese AI companies. Whether Doubao can hang on to users through this paid conversion is the real litmus test.
So where's the money actually coming from?
Not from the large models themselves. It comes from the agents sitting on top of them. An agent is a program that reviews contracts and finds security holes in code without being asked to. On June 5th, in Beijing, 16 agent projects got selected, and the market for Chinese businesses is expected to push past 4.8 billion yuan. That's roughly 7 trillion won. If China sets the certification standards for agents first, it'll be in position to export those standards everywhere else.
This show is brought to you by lawyer Kyung Jin Kim.
If you just look at that 85% number, it sounds like China's grabbed all the robots.
That's true when it comes to manufacturing capacity. Prices are falling fast, too. We're entering an era where you can buy a humanoid robot for what a compact car costs. The problem is finding people who actually want to buy them. Most experts say most of these units are still just showpieces, not at the practical stage yet. Production's exploded, but orders aren't keeping pace.
Where should Korean robot makers be looking?
Beating China at mass production is tough. The realistic path is narrowing your focus. Robots for high-precision environments where precision is money. Think semiconductor clean rooms, shipyards, operating rooms. Whoever defines the use case first wins. So the right move is to go deep in one specific environment rather than chasing general-purpose mass production.
295 trillion won. I can't really wrap my head around that. How big is that really?
South Korea's government budget is about 680 trillion won a year. China's pouring nearly half that into a single AI data center. That's the biggest single investment any country's ever made in AI infrastructure. But the real story's not the amount, it's the conditions attached. There's a requirement to fill at least 80% of the chips with Chinese-made ones.
Why is that condition so critical?
So far, the Chinese government's only supported the supply side, chip makers. Now the state's creating the demand side too, the buyers. That's creating guaranteed sales channels for Huawei, Ascend, and Cambrian. Cambrian's revenue jumped 159% in the first quarter of this year, and Ascend's already number one in the China market at 37% share. NVIDIA's market share collapsed from 39% to 8% in a year.
So is that good news for Korean memory makers?
When you build a data center, you need server DRAM and NAND. So Samsung and SK Hynix will likely see strong China exports for a while. But Chinese memory makers like CXMT will be pushing to get their products into the same infrastructure. So don't get complacent about strong exports. You need to track when CXMT enters the market.
What real difference does that one millisecond target actually make?
When a self-driving car sees the car ahead and hits the brakes, if it takes 0.1 seconds for the data to get to a server and back, you crash. 1 millisecond is 1/100th of that. When that speed becomes possible everywhere in a city, remote surgery, factory robot control, real-time translation all run seamlessly. China's committed to rolling this out to 75% of the urban population.
What's the real meaning behind this plan?
It's the official blueprint for turning the three telecom carriers from line-selling companies into AI computing sellers. The government's setting policy under a model where AI runs at cell towers and AI manages the towers themselves. KT, SK Telecom, and LG U+ are trying the same shift in Korea, but Korea doesn't have government backing at the level of setting numerical targets and designating telecom carriers as data center operators. That gap in speed is going to show up in 2 to 3 years.
The show is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Why is agent regulation such a critical issue?
Because agents act on their own without being told to. Say an AI agent at a law office misreviews a contract, it gets murky whether the liability falls on the company that built the AI or the lawyer who used it. China's built a regulatory framework to answer that question, first in the world.
Does making the rules first give you a competitive advantage?
Technical standards become the standard when the first mover sets them. If China locks in ethics standards and liability structures first, products made to meet those standards later will capture the market. Starting in June, they're running ethics review pilots across 9 industries. They're creating a gate that screens whether products are harmful to people before they hit the market.
What signal is the CEO sending by skipping the hearing?
NVIDIA selling chips to China is the hottest issue in Congress right now. If the CEO avoids public testimony, lawmakers get angry and calls to tighten export controls get louder. That cuts two ways for Korea. If NVIDIA loses more ground in China, Chinese data centers using Huawei chips could order even more Korean memory.
What's the risk in the other direction?
If the U.S. expands export controls to allied country semiconductors, Korean companies get hit directly. You need to prepare for both scenarios. And the longer-term risk comes from inside. Former Samsung semiconductor chief Kang Wang-jung warned directly, if CXMT ramps up 300,000 wafers in 3 years, China's DRAM share could hit 12-13%, and the AI memory boom could start cooling off in 2027-2028.
Of everything we've covered, what's one thing a practitioner should lock in on right now?
3 numbers to remember. 295 trillion won, 80% and 85%. These show that China's AI infrastructure has shifted from private business to state design. For Korean semiconductors, it's mixed news. Building data centers increases demand for server memory, but CXMT's expansion will shake Korean memory's pricing power in 2 to 3 years.
If you had to pick one thing to watch first,
it's the HBM technology gap. As China digs into the general DRAM market, Samsung and SK Hynix's last stand is high bandwidth memory China can't match yet. Whether you hold that gap even one more year is the pivot point for future performance. On the robot side, watch for Chinese humanoid robots leaving the showroom and taking on real work in factories or hospitals. When that happens, it's the signal that overproduction is turning into real demand.
This show is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.